Well,
it finally happened. Funding for NPR and PBS has been cut. For over 50 years, public media has provided a vital service to our national community. Programs like Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, PBS NewsHour, All Things Considered, and Car Talk, along with arts and music offerings like American Experience, American Masters, classical music, and jazz, have shaped American culture. And let's be honest, where would Ken Burns be without PBS? For decades, conservatives have argued that public media leans liberal and that taxpayer funding is inappropriate. Liberals and public media advocates counter that its non-commercial, educational, and artistic content serves the public good, especially in communities lacking access to independent news and diverse voices. Public media represents not just racial and cultural diversity, but also regional diversity. Journalism remains the flashpoint, though. Former NPR CEO Vivian Schiller once said, "Any evidence-based news organization that reports critically is going to be accused of left-wing bias." That's especially troubling in a media landscape where only six corporations control the vast majority of content, limiting the range of ideas and perspectives, let alone truth. Today, people can easily find networks that echo their views, where truth is subjective and information becomes just another product. In such a landscape, public media remains one of the few places committed to informing and enlightening, not just entertaining or appeasing. So support public media. Please, contact your elected officials and demand its refunding. I'm Joseph Flynn, and that's my perspective.